We're going to begin the Sig of Omein Bruba Laparetz. Let's just start at the end. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Samach Beis. Beginning with Siv Ches. Mechaber writes, Shin Samach Beis Ches. Paris Meruba Omein Aser. If you have a mechitza where there's more open space than solid space, that is an insufficient mechitza. LMK and called Pirtsa Mehan Pachusa Mishla Shetvachim, unless the Pirtsos are within Lavud of each other. If the gaps are less than Lavud, then that's considered Omid anyway because it's within Lavud. But if you have a gap more than Lavud, if you have more gaps, more spaces of gap than solid area, that's Paris Mubal Omid. Paris Mubal Omid is an insufficient Mechitza. Then in Siftas, Paris Ki Omid, let's say it's exactly 50-50, Mutter. So that's Machlokes Al Merayim, as you saw. And Daf Tezayin, we paskin paris ka'omed is mutter. Bein b'shesi, bein b'arev, v'vuvad, shelo yehed b'makom echad paris yasser me'esser, unless it's a pirsi yasser me'esser, which is a separate problem. Aval ad esser amos mutter b'nei shehi b'pesach. Okay, so Sif Ches tells you that paris mu'vala omed is an insufficient mechitza. Sif Ches tells you that paris ka'omed is a sufficient mechitza. So that din, that paris mu'vala omed is an invalid mechitza, is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? Meaning, presumably, if you have omed mu'vala paris, that's definitely a good mechitza, without any question, on any level. If you have paris mu'vala omed, so is it that min ha-Torah, that's a valid mechitza, and mi d'rabbanan, we consider that a mechitza grua, like the other kinds of mechitza grua that we discussed, or is paris mu'vala omed an insufficient mechitza, even min ha-Torah? That's a machlokas rishonim. You should have seen the Rashba here on Tesvav Amud Beis. The Rashba quotes that is a machlokas rishonim. Again, maybe we'll start with reading a couple lines in the Gemara. It emerges from the machlokas by Paritz Ke'omei, but it sheds light on how do we conceive of Paritz Mubal Omei. The Gemara has on Tesvav Amud Beis, sorry. The Gemara in Tesvav Amud Beis, Imar Paritz Ke'omei, let's say it's exactly 50-50. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Papa says that is a good mechitza. Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua Amar Aser, that is an insufficient mechitza. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, that Paritz Ke'omei is good. Hachi Agmeri Rachman L'Moshe, this is what was taught to Moshe, that Halacha Moshe Misinai, Lo Tifrit Ruba, that you can't have a pirtza that is rove. But paritz ke'omeid is good. And refuna b'ed v'shur amar aser, hachi avmi rachman ala Moshe, gedor ruba. The Halacha Moshe Misinai in Bechisas tells you that you have to have a majority of omeid. You have to have a omeid ruba, and paritz ke'omeid is insufficient. Okay, so what does that tell you about paritz ruba ala omeid? If you have a mechitza that is more paritz than omeid, what's that status min ha-Torah? So the Rashba writes, Dibur Maslo Hachi Agmere. So the fact that we have the formulation of Hachi Agmere Rachmanu L'Moshe Vidur Ruba, that according to Rav Papa, the Halacha Moshe Misinai is that you must make according to Rav Huna Breid Yeshua, the Halacha Moshe Misinai is you have to make a geder of rove, that's solid, says the Rashba. Mehacha mashma, de bein lamar, paritz meruba la omeid, ke paritz damid var Torah. So the mashma for this Gemara, that everyone agrees, both Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Yehoshua will agree, everyone should agree, that min ha-Torah, paritz meruba, is ke paritz. It's not a good mechitza. Says the Rashba, that's the pashtus of Pasei Viros. Sorry, the Rashba says that Pasei Viros would be Akasha. Right. What's Pasei Viros? Right. Pasei Viros is you have Paris Ruba. So you have a takana d'rabbanan that you can allow for being metalkel in the path to be rose with pasim, with your bookends on all four sides. What does that say about the heter tiltel min haTorah. So says the Rashi, Igal Megak, Zaha Pasi Biros, Paris Meruba Omehu. That Pasi Biros is Paris Meruba. The majority of every side is open. And nevertheless, that's a Mechitza Daraisa. Kidarmina Lakaman, Amr Blazar, Zarklebain Pasi Biros, is Chayiv. Right, because Min HaTorah, if you throw something into the Pasi Biros, you're going to be Chayiv for Zorik. Mirshas Aram, Mirshas Ayachid. Pshita, Ilav, Lechitza, He, Heti, Sharaban, Lotel Tule. Right? That's what the Gemara says, that if not for the fact that it's a Mechitza Min HaTorah, how is there Heter Tiltum, Lidur Abanan? Lo Tzvicha, Kigon, Da'avik, Bekein, Pasi Biros, Mirshas Arabim, Bilasar, Glasofo. Hanami Pshita, Iba Amalav Lechitzahi Gabi Bor Hechishar Rabban Lotel Tule Alma Paris Mubala Omeid Ka Omeid Dami. So it sounds like Min HaTorah Paris Ruba is a good Mechitza. That's against what the Rashi was saying. Sounds like Paris Ruba is a good Mechitza Min HaTorah. Tirtz B'Tosvos, that's the bottom of Tosvos on Yitzayim Mubayz. The kolhecha dehem it pasin bepeos ikashe dal mechitzos ki hasam havi mechitza. No, that min haTorah is a good mechitza only if you have shein dal mechitzos. So if you have the pasim, if you have the bookends, the corners on all sides, so that gives you shein dal mechitza. So that'll be a mechitza daraisa. But if you have a regular mechitza that's parik omeid, that's parik mubal omeid, that will still be keparis min haTorah. That's what the Rashi thinks, bottom line, that min haTorah, if you have more paris than ome, that's not a good mechitza. And pasi biros is the exception because you have shein dalin mechitzas. Then the Rashi puts the Ravid says that no, min haTorah, even paris meruba is ka ome dami. The machlokes of Papa Rufuna Bei Yeshua, that's about Zeiras Rabbana. But Min haTorah, everyone should agree that even Paris Meruba is a good mechitza. What's his raya? The raya that is quoted by the Rashba says, the raya is from Hilchos Chatzitza. What do you have a Hilchos Chatzitza? That if you have Rubo Umakbid, that's a Chatzitza. Min haTorah. Rubo She'ein Umakbid, Mir Umakbid, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzinah. And we say, Gazrael Rubo She'ein Umakbid, Mishu Rubo HaMakbid. So what do you see over there? That you have the formulation of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, to make something that is not a rov, to a rov. The Rashba thinks that's not a raya, that's not a comparison. Fine. Okay. The bottom line, machlokas Rashba Ravid, min haTorah, do we say that paritz mubal omeid is kaparitz, or is it kaomeid? Take a look at Tosfos Tezayin Amibayz. The Ravid's quoting the Rashba there. Take a look at Tosfos Tezayin Amibayz on the top. The Hilchos Sukkah Papa. The Gemara says we pass like Rav Papa that Paritz Ka'omeid is mutter. Ask Tosfos. Eilat Moa. The Hacha Kaimala and Paris Ka'omi mutter. So here in Hilchos Mechitza Hilchos Shabbos we paskin that it's 50-50 it's mutter. Uper beis the chulin masik. The kuli alma nefsa nefsa enokirov. But when it comes to Simani Shkita, there we say that if it's exactly 50-50, that's not Karov. That's not a good Shkita. Tos is bothered. Tos assumes in the Kasha that 50% should be the same across the board. That whatever the din is for 50% by Mechisas, the din should be the same when it comes to 50% for Shkita. Tosa says, Shemi Yishlachali, Be Mechisas, Eser Vitova. No, maybe there are different standards. You could go Lekula when it comes to Mechisas, but you'd have to go Lechumra when it comes to Eser. The Tosa's assumption was that there should be a uniform standard for how we define 50% in Kola Torah Kula. And Tosa's answer is, no, that's not necessarily correct. You could have different standards based on different areas of Halach. The Tosa Rosh quotes the Maharam over here. The Maram seems to answer that it's a consistent shita. That really, whenever you have 50-50, the ome, that which is solid, is more chashiv. So if you have 50% ome, 50% parts, the 50% ome is more chashiv. If you have 50% of the simanim that are still there, 50% of the simanim that were shechted, the 50% that's still there in front of you is more chashiv. What does that translate into? So when it comes to mechitzos, the omed is that which is matir. The omed is more chashiv. The omed is matir. So if you have 50% omed, because that's more chashiv, that's considered like the rov. So paris ka omed, we consider it ka omed because the omed is more chashiv. So we're matir in the direction of the omed. When it comes to shita. So there, the omid is what asers. The omid is not what we want. If we want to be master of the shita, you got to need to get rid of the simanim. So if you have 50% omid, so because there the omid is mechashiv, and that's what you don't want, that's the iser, so then you have to be machmir. So when it comes to mechitza, because the omid is mechashiv, the omid is what's matter you, we'll say paris gomid. When it comes to shita, the omid is what's mechashiv, but the omid is what's problematic. So then, if you have 50-50, that's going to be Aser.
That was from who?
That's the Maharam quoted in the Tosfos Rosh.
Okay. What does Shem Dalad Mechitzes give you? To make it a Rishusi Yachid, even though you have physically parts moving.
So, Shem Dal Mechitzos is a different kind of Mechitza. You don't have to come on to Paris Meruba. The fact that you have those bookends, so that creates that's a more chashiv Mechitza, that's a more rigorous Mechitza than a regular Mechitza with Pirzos. So, it's a different category of Mechitza.
If you do that anywhere else, though, you would have to be part of the ruler. But it's
if it wasn't
in the volatile place of Rishus Rabim, so to speak, around the right. Eros, mm-hmm. Then you can call it.
Right. So anyway, you slice it, that's Tosus Shein Da'al Mechitzas. Shein Da'al Mechitzas. Tosus has Shein Da'al Mechitzas in the context of Asur Rabim, that avoids the problem of Asur Rabim, even if in general Asur Rabim is a problem. So you see Shein Da'al Mechitzas is a stronger kind of Mechitza, and that's what the Rashba says. Tosfos explicitly says is relevant here for Omid Ruba or Paris Ruba as well.
Is that cool of Shem Dal Mechitzos ever used outside of Pasi Be'eros?
So that's not called as Rambam Rashi, whether it was limited to Pasi Be'eros or applies to other Shastachai situations also. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that when we spoke about Asi Rabbin. Okay. So the Rashba, according to the Ravid, says, according to the Ravid, you better understand, the Rashba didn't like the Ravid, but he acknowledges that if you assume like the Ravid that min haTorah paritz mubal omed is a good mechitza, then you could better understand how this is different than Shchita. Because when it comes to Mechitza, we're anyway, Mina Torah, Paris Merubah is a good Mechitza. It's only a Din Rabbanan that we're Machmir, that Paris Merubah is no good. So Paris Ko'obed, 50-50, they have the right to be Mekel, to be Okmuah Din Daraisa, because Mina Torah anyway is a good Mechitza, even if it was Paris Merubah. We're talking about what's matir the animal minatora. So then you don't have the same license. We're talking there about a deraisa. You don't have the same license to be mako when it comes to 50-50. Okay, what you do see, the Mereshes Moshe points this out in Sibin Kavod, what you do see from the Rishonim that ask from Shchita onto Mechitzos, they seem to be assuming that the lamdas behind Omer Merubah, Omer Merubah is basically a type of Ruba Kukula. That when it comes to Shchita, Shchita is Nitar Barov Simanim because of Ruba Kukula, that's clear. So the fact that they're asking from Shchita onto Mechitza into onto Omer Merubah seems to indicate that Omer Merubah is also working with that Lumdus of Ruba Kukula. That as long as you have Rov Omeid, and then Shaila, how we conceive a Mefsa Kemefsa, but as long as you have Rov Omeid, then that is a sufficient Mechitza. But he points out, that's a Machlokas Achronim, in general, and relevant here also, how do we conceive of Ruba Kukula? Does Ruba Kukula mean that if you have Rov, so it's Ke'ilu, it's Kulo? That if you shecht Rov Simanim, it's Ke'ilu, you shechted all the Simanim? So if you have Rov Mechitza, we view Rov Omei, we view it as if the entire thing is solid. Or no, is it that, and that's probably the Pashtus, the more intuitive approach of Ruba Kukula, that we view it all as solid. That halachically speaking, if you have Rov Simanim Shechted, it's as if you shechted all the the entire Simen. And if we have Omei Ruba, it's as if the entire Mechitza is Gadr. Or is it that no, Ruba Kukula is a separate din, that there's one din of Rov. If you have the majority, if the entire thing is solid, the entire thing is shechted, so that's Rov. And then Ruba Kukula tells you that, halakhically speaking, it has the same effect, but it's not actually Rov before. Yeah.
The concept of Lavud, does that also use the same principle?
No, Lavud means, Lavud any, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Love it, however you conceive of it, would mean that it's kisasim. That if it's if something's within love it of each other, that would be kisasim. But that's a different lumdus or different calculation than Omei Merubah if Omei Merubah is based on Rov. Okay? That's what Mereshes Moshe points out. In general, Machlokes Kisachrona should be relevant here also. How do we conceive of Ruba Kukulo and how do we conceive of Parit? Of Omei Merubah al HaParit, this is if you check all the simanim, as if it's all Omei, or maybe not, or maybe it's a separate din. It has it's the halachic equivalent, but it's not that it's considered ka'omei. How is that? What's an afkamina? So Rabbi Chanan has this in Kovitz Aros Os Dalid. In the Osdal in the Hosafos, at the end of the Kovitz Aros. So he points out, I think we might have mentioned this in when we do a Hashmida, and he points out that if we conceive of Ruba Kukulo as Rov, if we conceive of Omei Merubah as totally Omei, then what would you have to say by Chatzitza? Because by Chatzitza, the Mina Torah, if you have Ruvo HaMakbid, then that's going to be a Chatzitza. If you have a Chatzitza on Rov, sorry, if you have a Chatzitza that's Kulo, if you have a Chatzitza that's Kulo and Makbid, then that's Mina Torah. So if Ruvo Kukulo means it's Kukulo, then a Chatzitza's Rov should also be Aser Mina Torah, not just... and not just Mishum Zera. So even if you have a Rub of Eino Makbid, which is only Asa Mishum Zera, if Rov means Kikulo, so if Kulo is Asa Minotaurah, then Rov should be Asa Minotaurah also. That's what Bukhanan thinks. If it was the case that Rub Kikulo means it's Mamish Kulo, So then, if you have a rove she'ena makbid, you should still have to be makbid on that kukulo. Kukulo, chatzitzan kulo, even if ena makbid, that's us min haTorah. So if you have rubo, even if it's ena makbid, if rubo is kukulo, then you have to be makmir min haTorah on chatzitzan rubo she'ena makbid. That lo matzinu. So we kind of think that saraya, that rove doesn't mean kulo, rubo kukulo doesn't mean kulo. It's a different din. It has the same effect, an equivalent matir, but it's not. It's not the same. The Mereshith Moshe points out that if you look carefully in the Rishon of the Sugya, there are different approaches to how Omin Berubah functions. Do we view the Parutz as essentially Omin? So he points out that the Ramban, we discussed in the Asir Rabim Sugya, the Ramban, if you recall, and Dav Vav B'Dav Eirif, takes issue with the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor held that if you have Asur Rabin, that was a Machlokes Rishonim, when you have Asur Rabin, the Rabin go through part of the Mechitza, does that render the entire Mechitza, even the solid part, meaning worthless? Right? So you have Asur Rabin, they have a Mechitza that has an opening, and the Rabin walk through the opening. The Rabin aren't walking through the wall, so if you have part of the Mechitza which is open, part of the Mechitza which is solid, if the rabbi walked through the open mechitza, does that knock down, halachically speaking, the entire wall, even the solid part? Or is the solid part still a valid mechitza? So the Baal HaMor held that asur rabbi valid mechitza means that the entire mechitza is invalidated. The Ramban and the Milchamas here in Dav Vav takes issue with that. The Ramban there has a line, De'ena nusrichim l'stima sapirtzas. That you don't have to come on to. Plugging up the pirzas. The Ramban there, when he takes issue with the Baal HaMor, assumes that Asur Rabim is going to be mevatel the pirzas. It's not going to be mevatel the omeid. And that's true by Omen Ruba also, that the Omeid someone have the Mara Rish? Sorry, one second. Kinegra omeid mikan mikan eno nasa rishis harabim la'olam. So the area opposite the omeid does not become rishis harabim. The omeid, even though you have osir rabim during part for part of the mechitza, the omeid is still solid, still halachically omeid. So the area opposite the omeid is not made into rishis harabim. Sharei shtei mechitzas gemurase, because you have two valid mechitzas, the omeid meruba ala parts. And in the aggregate, you have Omei Meruba. V'ein anu tzrichin l'stima tzapirtzas. So in that case, where you have Omei Meruba, it doesn't make a difference that you have pirtzas that are open, because you still have Omei Meruba. Aval kenegra parutz, but opposite the open space, em yeshbo platya rachav sheshi tzoyama, efshe shechayavin alav, Alpha Pisha ain't Tacham of us, Mikan, Mikan, Enrisha Sarab, and they stay Machisa Shalahan, so apply to Gedola Murbachal Markham. Abab Bapachas Mikan, Ein Chayavin Allah. So, if you have Omen Meruba, as long as you don't have a plat, you have real Rishis Arabim opposite the Parrots, Omen Meruba will allow you to use those Mechitzos to be Makif the area and be Matur it B'Tiltal. So even if you have pirzos, omei meruba is sufficient, meaning, according to Ramban, omei meruba doesn't mean that we close off the pirzos and pretend that they're closed up. The pirzos can still be open, but omei meruba is magdir and makif, the area that it encloses, and creates a heter tiltal. So you don't have to say that by omei meruba it's as if the pirzos are plugged up. Even if the pirzos are not plugged up, that's still sufficient to create a hatchet tilt on the area enclosed by the mechitzos omeid meruba.
So Yimoli Yerushalayim does this knowledge for Laila and Rishus Rabim, so it would be Rishus Rabim going through Rishus Yachid according to Ramban?
So it might have been, it would be Rishus Rabim. No, so that's only because there's a plaga there, or there is a, so that was an extreme case where maybe it was a Rishus Rabim despite the fact that there are mechitzos, because it's a plaga.
That's what he holds this week.
But in theory, if you have, but short of that, even if you have Rabim walking through a pirza, if you have Omin Ruba, that would be enough to be Makif and create a Hetzer Tiltal.
So the Ramban has Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim surrounded by walls that are magdar as Rishus Yachid.
Okay, in that case. Fine. The Chazon Ish has a line in Siman Ayin Os Kaf. Omei Meruba Eino Din Ala Pirza Kisasim. Omei Meruba doesn't mean that we view the Pirza as being Sasim. Elahu Din Ala Makom Shelefnei Mechitza Shehu Kegadur. It means that the area that the Mechitza surrounds is considered Kegadur, but not that the Pirzas are considered Kisasim. So it's enough to be magic of the area to create a Hetzer Tiltal, even if the pirzos are still open, and we don't need a halachic perspective to close up those pirzos. The Chazon Ish is in Siman Ayin Os Kaf. That's essentially what the Ramban is saying. I'm not sure how that fits with the other Chazon Ish that we discussed, the more famous Chazon Ish about the creating a Erev in big cities, where there the Chazon Ish seem to have conceived of Omei Meruba as creating an actual Mechitza so that you can use the crisscross of the buildings to create more Mechitzas. I'm not sure how that
those two pieces
drive, unless the Chazon Ish is working within the Ramban, but he takes a different brush of Lacha. I'm not sure. But you can, this Chazon Ish is in Siman Ayin, the other Chazon Ish is in Siman Kuf Zayin, so you can figure out how the two work together. The Smag takes the other approach. The Smag, Lav and Resh Pei, says that no, Parrots. Omei Meruba Parrots means, or Parrots Omei means, that we view the Parrots as being Omei, so we view it as a totally solid wall.
With the right side or with the bottom?
Presumably, Minatora. Omei Meruba, right? Everyone agrees Omei Meruba is a good Mechitza Minatora.
No, it's considered entirely solid, the part that's a Nifrans.
Right.
If it's considered
Should be Minatora.
Chetiv, you throw a Chetiv. from a Shusha Rabbi onto the place where the wall should be, you'd expect it to be, that would be Nachin of Shusha Yachid Duraisa? Or, but since it's in the Makom Paros, maybe it's only.
No, whether or not you hold this kesasim or not, it's still valid mechitzah in the Torah. And whether you hold like the snag, you hold like the Ramban, you still be chayiv if you're zorek into an area that is mukaf omer mechitzas.
I'm not saying into onto the makom nifratz.
Onto the makom nifratz?
Yeah, like not into the Rishus Yachid proper, but to where the pirtza is.
Let's figure that out. If you have a walled area, right? So you throw something onto the wall, that's essentially what you're asking.
If you throw it on the wall, that's Rishus Yachid.
If you throw it on the wall, that's Rishus Yachid.
No, you have an imaginary.
Anyway, you slice it. Either you're throwing it, that area, Bein Ha'amudim, or I guess the equivalent of Bein Ha'amudim, or it's the Kosovo South.
In a way, it's almost better because it's like on the ground in Rishus Yachid. A little bit.
I think it's functionally the same whether it's kesasa or not. And the din would be the same. Okay. Then the Ran here, you may have a distinction between if it's omen ruba, which is kesasa, and pariska omen, which is not. Okay. The major machlokes achronim. When we calculate omen meruba or paris meruba, are we calculating based on the particular wall? Are we looking at the aggregate of all the walls surrounding an area? The Aruch HaShulchan raises this question, Simon Shin Samach Beis Se'if Kaf Gimel. If you have an area surrounded by four walls, if you look at the aggregate of the four walls, you have, let's say, omen meruba la paris, but one of the walls is paris meruba la omen. So, is that matter the area of the tiltal? Are we looking at every wall individually? Every wall individually has to be omen ruba, and if one wall is paris omen, that's not good. Or are we looking at the sum of the four walls, such that if the sum of the four walls is omen ruba, even if one wall is paris meruba, that would still create a hedra tiltal? The Aruch HaShulchan thinks, the Aruch HaShulchan has three rayas, that we look at the entire picture and not at one specific wall. His first raya is from the Mishnah Antes Vavim Beis, the Mishnah which is talking about the Shayara situation that we discussed previously when it came to Mechitza Shasi Lo Arev, Arev Lo Shasi. So in that din, Makifin Shlosha Chaval Mzalam Al Mizeh Zalam Al Mizeh Bulvashavari Ben Chaval Lechaver Shlosha Tvachim. B'shayara dibru divrei Rabbi Yehuda. M'chamu amrin la dibru b'shayara l'behovas. That was Machlokes Tanoim. Is this din that you can use a mechitza gruah? Does it only apply in the shas t'chak situation of shayara, or does it apply anywhere? Just shayara is the most likely scenario in which this could come up. Then I meant to quote the previous Mishnah, the previous Shayara Mishnah, Tesvav HaMibbeis. Mishnah Tesvav HaMibbeis, Shayara Shachansa B'Bikka, you have a caravan that is spending Shabbos in a Bikka on a plane, and they have to make a ad hoc Eruv. V'kifu HaKlei Behema, so all they have are Klei Behema to use for their Hekef. So So you can use that as long as the mechitza is regulation height, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, and as long as you don't have paritz meruva. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks the mashmaus of this Mishnah is that we're calculating paritz meruva based on the entire hekev, not based on a single wall. Maybe it's not 100% bachraf, but he says that's what it sounds like. Shiar shachan to bevika, uvashi hegedeg vasartachalo, you pierce the Sisera Salavinyan. So we're looking at the entire hekev, we're not looking at every wall individually. Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's right, number one, that we evaluate paritz meruva omin meruva based on the entire hekev, not based on an individual wall. We're talking about the entire hekif. We're not looking at individual walls. As long as the entire hekif, you think the mashmaus is, as long as the entire hekif is omei merubah paris. Yeah, I think you could, it's not dachreach. And those that argue will assume that that's not a diyuk. It's lav dafka.
Is that because we're dealing possibly with a circle? I mean, we're not dealing with...
How do you know we're dealing with a circle, not a square? And we're dealing with, however, maybe.
It sounds like a circle to me. I guess
you could match it in the square. Match it in the square, too. Now, in the Masifta Gemaras, it looks like they have pictures of the hekif in a circle, but I'm looking at them now as we speak. I wasn't paying attention either. I don't know if that's Behechreach.
That's not what I would imagine.
Then thinks that it makes sense. He has other rayas from other Gemaras here, and he thinks that it makes sense to me. So also, he thinks it's more mistaber that if there's a, so to speak, a lacha moshe misinai, that you should not paris muba alomeid, so that's on the entire hekif and not on every individual wall. You have to look at the whole picture. Then he has a raya, he thinks that has to be true in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam, Tezayin. Kol mechisa sheyesh ba paritz meruba la'omei, ein mechisa. Okay. So if it's paritz meruba, no good. Aval im haya paritz ke'omei, it's 50-50, raise mutaris. Fine. Ubelvad shelo yiye ba'osan ha'pirtzos pirtzos sheyesh ha'lesser amos. Paritz ke'omei, or omei meruba works, as long as you don't have a pirtzos sheyesh ha'meyesser. So far, so good. Esser amos rei kepesach. Fine. So far, no chidush. V'im haya l'pirtza zu tzuas ha-pesach. However, if the pirtza has the tzuas ha-pesach, af al-pi sheyesh ba yeser me'eser, eina mafed desa mafitza. But if you have the pirtza yeser me'eser, and you put a tzuas ha-pesach there, then that doesn't invalidate the mechitza. V'hu... Shelo yeheya paritz meruba la omeid. The Rambam holds that a tzuas ha-pesach doesn't work for a pirtza yeser me'eser if paritz meruba la omeid. So if you have a wall where there's more paritz than omeid, you should have been able to put tzuas ha-pesach to plug up the paritz areas and make that into a valid mechitza. The Rambam says, if you have a pirtza yeser me'eser, tzuas ha-pesach will only help if you have omei meruba without the tzuas ha-pesach. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan asks the following question on the Rambam. So, we know that in your standard Mavli Sasam, if you have a Mavli Sasam, it's enclosed on three walls. On the fourth wall, you could be Matir with a Lechi or a Kohar. Fine. If you have a Mavli Mefulash, you have two open sides. So you can be Matir with a Lechi Kohar on one side, and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. So if the Rambam is correct, that if you have a Pirtzei Yeser Me Eser, a Tzuras HaPesach won't help by Paritz Merubah La'omid, then how could that be true that you could be Matir and Malvi Mefulash with the Tzuras HaPesach on one side? That side that's open is Paritz Merubah, it's all open. And it's yes or answer. There's no din that a Malvi Mefulash, you can only be Matir with the Tzuras HaPesach if it's Pachos Me'eser. So doesn't the fact that there's an institution of Tzuras HaPesach by Mavi Mefulash to be Matir the Mavi indicate that Tzuras HaPesach is effective even if Paris move al Omid?
What does it say we go by each side, not as a whole?
That's Aruch HaShulchan's Raya, exactly. Aruch HaShulchan says, you must be from here. This is a Raya from the Rambam that we calculate Paris Merubah based on the entire Hekif and not based on every wall individually. Okay? That's Aruch HaShulchan's Raya. If you look at Reb Chaim, Chaim here in Perek Tesai, Reb Chaim has a different mahalach in Tzuras HaPesach in general that would account for the Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha without coming on to his sheet about Paritz Merubah. But that's, we don't have time to get into that now. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's position that we calculate Paritz Merubah, Omin Merubah, based on the entire hekif, not based on every wall individually. The Mishnah Brura does not hold that way. Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Memhei. Afilu Shem Lechisa Shlemos. So when it comes to Paris Mubal Omi, which is Aser, the corrected Gersa is Afilu Im Shlosha Mechisa Sayu Shlemim Uba Mechisa Rviya Sayu Paris Mubal. So even if you have three walls that are solid and the fourth wall is Paris Merubah, it's still a problem. Okay, so Mishnah Brura holds that you look at every wall individually. If any wall is Paritz Merubah, then you have a problem, even if in the aggregate you have more Omid than Paritz. And that's the Chazanish's position as well, Chazanish Simon Ayin Os Zion. The Mishnah Brura is just Messiah without telling you, without giving you any details. The Mishnah Brura in Sharitzion Sifkat and Kavtes says, Muchach Bekamim Mekomis Begemara. How do you know this is true? There are a number of Gemaras that indicate that. He doesn't tell you what the Gemaras are. Rabbi Elimelech Langa, the author of Sefer Hilchos Eruvin, Kerem Yavn alumnus, Sefer written in the 1970s, so he suggests at least one Gemara. He thinks it's muchach this way from the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis. Has the following. As I start from Haman Aleph on the bottom, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. Lechi habole midafno shel mavi. So you have a mavi. You're talking about a mavi sasam here. So the mavi is closed on three sides and it's open on the fourth side. And in the fourth side, you have a lechi that's extending outside, protruding into the opening of the mavi. Okay? So lechi habole midafno shel mavi. Pachos midalad amos nida mishem lechi. Vein sarach lechi acher latiro. So if that lechi that's sticking out of the entrance to the mavi is less than dalad amos wide, then that is a lechi, even if it was there anyway. And you don't need another lechi to be master the mavi b'tilta. That pre-existing lechi, as long as it's less than dalad amos wide, has a din of lechi, even if it wasn't put there l'shem lechi, right, that's the machlokas of Avraham Rava, lechi omei me'elav, what are the yalkagams, maybe. So that's a lechi omei me'elav, as long as it's less than dalad amos, that is a good lechi, you don't need any other teeth. Dalad amos, however, if it is 4 amos wide or wider, so then that is no longer, that's yatsam yitaras lachi, and you can't rely on it anymore. Fine. Also, lachi heitim amido, so if you need another lachi, means you already have a protrusion of dalad amos. Now you have to make another lachi. So where are you going to put that lachi? Idamoki le bahadei. If you're going to just put it adjacent to the existing lachi, osufa hibigamosifalad, then you're just adding on to that lachi. So you haven't accomplished anything. Amr fapa demoki lal idakisa. Rabba says you put it on the other side. So you have 4 amos on one side. That isn't good because it's more than the width of the lachi. So you put the other lachi on the other side. No, you can even say we're talking where you put it next to the existing lefty. The matvi bay or the matzer bay, you put it taller or shorter than the existing lefty, and then you can tell that it's a separate addition. It's not part of the existing lefty. So whatever the height of the original lefty was, you put the second lefty either lower or higher. Okay, so far so good. Amr Funa Braden Rav Yeshua Lo Amr and Ella B'mavi Shmona. So this din only applies if you have a mavoi that's at least 8 amos wide. Aval B'mavi Sheva, but if you have a mavoi that is less than 8 amos wide, Nitar B'omin Rubala Parts. So even if you have a lechi that's 4 amos wide, but if sach hakol, the width of that opening to the mavi is less than 8 amos, so even if you can't rely on the lechi als lechi, then you have omin ruba anyway. If that lechi is 4 amos, and the whole width of that opening, including the lechi, is less than 8 amos, so you have omin ruba. The kavachar may chaser. Ma chaser sheni niteres v'lechi v'kari niteres v'omin ruba l'paritz. Mavi shenita v'lechi v'kari nadin shenitar v'omei meruba al ha'paretz. Okay, and then the Gemara rejects that, or at least rejects the Kal v'chomer. And then I'm going to approach Ravashi. Ravashi amar afilu tema b'mavi shmona nami l'sarach lechi. Even if you have a mavi that's 8 amos wide, you still don't need another lachi. Why? Manashav. E omi nafish, niter b'omi meruba parts. So if you have a situation of omi meruba, so then you have omi meruba. Right? I mean, let's say it's more than 8. We have a lechi that's more than 4 amos, and you still have sach hakol, a cheshbon of omin ruba in that opening. So then you don't need another lechi. The paris nafish, and if it's paris ruba la omeid, nidon nisham lechi. No, sorry. So we're talking about where it's 8 amos b'tzimtzum. It's exactly eight amos. So if it's Ome Meruba, Nida Mishim Ome. If it's Paris Meruba, so if it's Paris Meruba, it means that the lefi must be less than four amos. We're talking about eight amos for Tzimtzum. You have an opening that's exactly eight amos. So Iyav Shel Tzimtzum. You can't tell exactly is the lefi four amos or not. But anyway, you slice it. If the lefi is four amos or more, then you have Ome Meruba. If the lefi is less than four amos, then you're good because the lefi is a good lefi. So the raya is, Rabbi Lango points out, that clearly the Gemara in the Sol Shach Mitari is assuming that we're evaluating Omen Meruba only on that fourth side. If Omen Meruba was based on the entire Hekif, so then you're wasting everyone's time here. Then you definitely have Omen Meruba any way you slice it. So the whole cheshbon here with the Rav Ashi, if Shel Tzamtzem, is the Paris Meruba, is the Omen Meruba, seems to be assuming that our cheshbon of Omen Meruba is only looking at that wall and not looking at the entire hex.
Yeah, but we're looking at finishing off you already have a Shusi Yachid Derais. You need a Tikkun Meruch Revi. We're talking about Tikkun Meruch Revi. We're not talking about making a Gezunta wall on the fourth side. We're talking Tikkun.
But we're talking about the Majid area Betotel.
Yeah, so in Midur Banan, if you don't have a fourth wall, it's also Betotel. Derbanan. We have a Shusi Yachid Derbanan.
Right.
We're just talking about getting a Tikkun Meruch Revi to be Majid Totel. So.
Okay.
So
but
we want either you to have a pizza,
right,
on in Aruba, mm-hmm, or you get that matter through a tikkun. But we're not talking about shus yaki, not shus yaki.
But the Gemara, the Gemara is talking in terms now of the Omen Meruba. The Gemara, right?
Yeah,
the Gemara is saying that you don't
ways to
right. So you don't have, if you have Omen Meruba, you don't have to grant the tikkun.
Yeah, but
so where is the Omen Meruba?
We need a fourth. Something on the fourth wall, we imagine total.
Right.
Either tikkun or
right.
Give me a wall. How will I give you a wall is I'm in Ruba. I'm in Ruba for Ruach Revius.
Correct, but if the Aruch HaShulchan is correct, that you cheshven Omei Ruba, that itself is a difficulty on some level with the Aruch HaShulchan.
Then you never have this concept that you would never need Ruach Revius to be Nitka. You could always say, oh, well, I have
right,
three walls, so I say, oh, I'm a Ruba, and it's right. Kedilu Sassum on the fourth wall.
So,
we know you need a Tikkun on the fourth wall.
Okay, so half of that you have to, is a Tzarafin, I think, on the Aruch HaShulchan, but the other way to formulate what's difficult with the Aruch HaShulchan you have to figure out is that there has to be a minimum somewhere, meaning the Aruch HaShulchan wouldn't say that if I have three walls that are solid, the fourth wall, there's nothing there, that I have Omei Meruba in the aggregate between all four walls, right? So what's that minimum for the Aruch HaShulchan? I'm sorry? Why can't you say that? Because then you've got rid of half of the first rak of Eruvin. What?
Of what?
Of the Sarah for Atikah B'Riach B'Riach B'Riach, which is what Yisrael Meir is saying.
Teresa, three walls is fine.
Right, but we're talking on a practical level also, not only on a Deraisa level. Right?
And the Aruch HaShulchan says Deraisa, Derabon.
The Aruch HaShulchan is working on every level. He's saying Lamaisa, that if you have Omei Meruba in the aggregate, then that's going to be Matadari Tivol. But so there has to be some threshold, I think, for the Aruch HaShulchan where you have to have a minimum of something in the fourth wall anyway. I'm not sure how you cheshbon that. Right? But I hear what you're saying. But that's part of what you have to figure out with the Aruch HaShulchan. We're out of time. So we'll pick up with this next time on Wednesday, Mirz Hashem, and we'll begin to discuss Asi Avir as well, which is the next application of Omei Meruba.